Canadian word for outhouse where dudes pee, but it's outside of their house.
Huh. So you're like just toilet.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, toilet, and Dennis Rodman.
Joe Biden, Rodman, and toilet. We don't know her real name, so I guess.
Man, Biden, Rodman, and toilet sounds like a Biden Rodman toilet sounds like one of those firms or something. Like,
yeah, like law firms.
Yeah.
Biden Rodman toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
Catchy. Zero watchers, that's how I like it.
That's
Amazon
how I
Prime
like
video
it.
Ad.
Yeah.
It's a woman beating dudes up. She's like super strong.
I love domestic abuse. It's so funny. Alright. That's a quote.
Okay. Today I heard Jordan Peterson say, "I am a black woman with two children." And I thought that was funny.
Where, in what context does he say that?
I was hearing the Akira the Don, little JBP Wave things.
Oh.
They're good. And in one of them, he says, like, oh, you're oppressed. Well, you can't really measure that or divide it. Like, I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman with two children.
Oh, yeah. I know. He talks about the cross-sectionality, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I forget what it is. Intersectionality. There we
smoking pot.
I'll never get my hands out of the feds' faces. All right, what were you gonna talk about? Talking to Joe Biden?
No, my girlfriend.
Oh, wait, isn't your girlfriend Joe Biden?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Who wouldn't want their girlfriend to be Joe Biden?
Now that's the question for the century. You got some pot?
Got Mr. Potts on the line.
We got some pots now.
Got multiple pots. Okay. Retarded. I was reading the first paragraph of my book. The pages that I was supposed to read today of my philosophy book, or the first paragraph, and I saw the guy who wrote it was talking about Plato, and he said Plato was, I don't know if it was Plato who made this statement, but he said something about like means of attaining immortality as a means to get closer to the one, because those are one of the same thing. And before Christianity was a proper established thing, Plato was conceptualizing it as, well, one way you could do it is having progeny, having kids, so that you are living on in some way. But a higher way of that is leaving everlasting progeny, as like you leave a legacy in some form. That's even more recognizable, because it's not your grandson, it's you directly. it's your thing. Leave some sort of legacy that people will remember you for forever under your name. That can also serve as progeny and as a means of attaining immortality. And then I thought of the 4D thing, and it's like, it sort of mirrors, like, if you're a liar,
that's only time, that isn't eternity, because both of those things come to an end.
Yeah, but when you, yeah, exactly, but within our, it transcends time. So the begetting of progeny extends you over time, and when your time ends in physical presence, your children will continue, will pick up where you left off, basically. So, like, immortality is eternal, with, you know, non-stop. And if you have kids, that's a pretty righteous thing to do. It's like, if you, either you are a priest or you have kids, or you do something to justify your kidlessness that is good enough for that, which is pretty tough. Pretty tough to do, to match with a human life.
Yeah.
Which might be actually impossible, but I don't know.
Yeah, the two options, well, priesthood is a higher vocation than marriage. So that'd be the only thing that matches
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
There isn't
you
can't
sense.
Really do anything else if you're not. Yeah, you should do one of those two. Get married or.
Yeah, because any other higher vocation doesn't really stop you from having children. So there's no reason you shouldn't have children if you're not a priest. But, like, those means of attaining immortality, so to speak, you know, you're standing for something that is, well, your way to participate in immortality is participating in the thing that is immortal and eternal. And I see that the answers of the other two are awful. One of them is, you know, I'm gonna die eventually. So, and immortality is the good, and I want to avoid death. So what I will do is I will drink the blood of children and inject their body parts into my face and bloodstream and wherever else. Like, okay, that's not a very good solution to the death problem, I think. That doesn't seem like
no,
a very good
No, because it's dependent upon the death of others. It's kind of it's like a selfish, I don't know, and it doesn't work either. Doesn't work, and
so,
it
like,
brings about death anyway.
That's like less an auto. That's like it's focused on yourself. I wanna individually everlast by drinking the blood of children. And then there is the other solution, which is, I'm gonna die no matter what I do, so I will beget as many children with no regard whatsoever to anything else. So I will rape.
And that's, we've talked about that in regards to Islam before, and in 4D before.
Yeah. I will extend myself over time via the maximizing of my children without any regard to anything else.
You're basically more, you're more centered in 4D than in 5D if you do that, and you're more, you know, beastly, or you're lower because of that.
Which is sort of a quantity of time presence, or, well, initially it seems like it's the quantity of children above quality of children, so your children are all, you know, stupid, immoral rapists, but so are you, so at that point, you don't care. You wouldn't care, because you are a stupid, immoral rapist. You don't even understand what you're doing. And that's the quantity issue at first, and then it becomes the quantity of time. You're not trying to make, because time will end, so the quantity of time is already limited and capped no matter what you do. You cannot turn time into eternity, because there is no such thing as doing that. So the only thing left is to care for the quality of time, but they don't. They care about quantity of time. They'll extend themselves over over quantity of. They don't care about ordaining time under higher things. They don't care about that. They care about just maximizing their presence through time, no matter what. And that will obviously destroy everything else in its path. That's the first thing. Okay, everybody knows the two religions I'm talking about. It's the blood drinkers and the rapists. It's not much. It's not that tough to figure it out. And yeah. The other thing is earthly tradition versus eternal tradition, which is sort of a like a beware thing about.
Yo, Swim.
Maybe like, oh, what's up, Swim? Like a. I've certainly seen some fascists, especially like Nordic types, talk about not getting into Christianity because their nation is historically like Odinist or Nordic or whatever. Like, yeah, that's earthly tradition. That is overcome by eternal tradition. Like one is superior to the other one. One transcends the other one. So you, at that point, it doesn't matter anymore. At that point, your earthly traditions are not that important compared to the alternative we're talking about. Hey, where can I buy heroin here? Man, if I remember when I was in Shooter's chat in Twitch and I thought, I want to try to not say anything stupid. Just trying to be funny. But people don't do that. I'm Christian again, by the way. Yeah, good. I don't know. I can't really imagine not being Christian. Sort of a thing that doesn't compute in my head anymore. Never yeah. did, actually. Like, I never... Once I was like, okay, that's right. I never shook. Once that cornerstone was laid, it could not be unlaid. It was there.
Mm-hmm. It can't be upset. It's you make the foundation out of stone, and it remains after the flood, no matter what
yeah,
that flood
it's
is.
Yeah, like, because I
laid it down,
started...
it can't be uprooted.
I started with Jordan Peterson, and with his like explanation is like, well, you're acting, so you're already participating in it. Like,
sort of
okay.
performative argument, like the Papa one.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's like, okay, you're acting as if there is a good too, which is more than acting, just neutrally. You're acting as if there is a good, and you're striving towards it. You're already acting in a certain way that necessitates a philosophy like that. I'm like, okay. So I didn't lay any stones. It was he just pointed out it was already there. Like, okay. So I'm not gonna speak as if that foundation is not there, because I know it is now, because someone's pointed to it and I noticed it was there. Chris Potts, I think that's diversion. I think any sort of
yeah, I was just thinking about
blaming like that.
I don't know. It's really hard to blame it on. I was just writing about this today. Really hard to
like have fun. Have fun talking about how anything generated results that were retarded, because that those things happen all the time. Like, have fun doing that, but it was no thing. It's you since forever doing it.
I think it's necessary to be in the abstract when we talk about grand unifying theory conspiracy stuff, because a lot of it is ideological. That's your main opponent, like believing the wrong things in a way, like allying yourself to the state or allying yourself to postmodernism or whatever, Marxism. Those are, you know, destruction. I don't think. Because what happens after you say that this thing was responsible? Does that, like, help anything? Change anything?
Because the next answer is... Because the next... The answer to the next question... It can't be the same thing. Again. It was that. Okay. What begot that? Something else. Okay, then it's not that. So yeah. The answer is not reductible.
Because... I got sort of... I was trying to research and there's so many different things that are wrong. And to focus on the trees rather than the forest. Like, you have to keep going, okay, but what caused this? Okay, but what caused that? Okay, but what came before that caused it? And it's actually a string of similar behaviors that can fall under some like, title or roof. Just don't adhere to that group of behaviors. And it takes care of all the events, and you don't have to just focus on one of them.
Yeah, you can notice a bunch of patterns, and, you know... You can notice many, many patterns, but some happen outside. Some of those patterns happen outside of a framework that you can name. So, if you're using names, then I can ask you, okay, so what brought that upon us? What wrought that evil? And the answer will not be the same thing, so your answer is not reductible. I mean, your answer is reductible, and your true answer has to be non-reductible. Which, you know, you're not gonna attach to a point in time for certain.
Yeah, we're in 5D. It's gotta be something above a fixed event.
Yeah, it's about, we are above time. So why would we... Like, why would...
Why would that affect us?
Yeah.
If we're above it. Makes me think of Boethius talking about why you shouldn't... Like, praising, like, material or fame or whatever. It's sort of kind of below your nature.
Yeah.
Because it's not as, like, you know, if you're a famous person, if you... You're only famous depending on where you go. That's dependent on, you know, 3D or 4D. You're 5D. You shouldn't be worshipping those things that are below you. You should only worship the things that are above you. All idolatry is looking below the 5D.
That's a good way to think about it. Instead of, like, if you despise, and you should, if you despise what is below you, the best way to act that out is to step on it as you go upwards. To things of higher values. Because at some point you will be stepping on everything that is below you. And that's really good.
I heard something like Aldous Huxley had like three forms of idolatry.
They like jargon a lot. I don't think it's, you know, that's not jargon, it's just an abbreviation. 5D is the fifth dimension in which your consciousness inhabits.
Something technological, moral, and... I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Well...
Double speak.
Eh, we'll line it out in probably this video even.
Yeah.
Let's talk about dimensional theory so you guys get the vocab.
If your script gets split into two and I finish my script this month, we're probably gonna, we're looking at like three videos coming in a short span there.
Yeah. What is 3D is material, 4D is time,
Time.
5D is consciousness,
Consciousness.
6D is hell, 7D is God, heaven, etc. There are many different like correlations and like themes to attach in the whole thing.
6D is like deceit, hell, betrayal. 7D is God.
Yeah,
Which fucking
the things above
waveform?
the 4D are the things that don't die. Your consciousness, heaven and hell. Those are the eternal facts.
Yeah. Those things are eternal. That's something to think about. That I think that you can behold heaven from hell, because if you couldn't, then at some point, because your everlasting soul has a nature and knows where it's from, so it can always sort of behold heaven in a way, so that you will never forget that heaven exists while you're in hell. You'll never get used to it. That's something I heard when I was like 10 from a guy. And he said, like, well, hell, like, would be really bad initially, but at some point you would get accustomed to it. No.
That's not the
Your
nature of
body,
it.
maybe, like, you could not get accustomed to it. Your soul will forever know heaven exists.
Yeah, because it's not just a physical, it's a mental anguish that is brought
Yeah.
about upon you forever.
You still think people go to hell? Response, you're quite erratic. I'm gonna play Minecraft so I don't have to read what you're saying.
Funny. I suppose I should play some Minecraft too, considering I'm not gonna play any video games for Lent.
Yes. For Lent?
Yep. I'm doing
Yeah,
a
I'm gonna do that
I'm gonna
too.
do a few different things, which is just general
Yeah, that's probably
mortification.
good.
No music, video games, TV, movies, social media, or YouTube. That's the deal.
Okay. Yeah. Make a list of those and remind me.
You gonna do that too? Gonna do it
Think so.
together? Awesome. How Christian of you. Yeah, that's literally the. Alright, you know what? Not worth it. Hell is an eternity of all negative things you can feel, and the suffering won't stop, and you won't get used to it. Yeah. That's basically. God is trying to save you from that by just a very temporary bit of suffering right here that pales in comparison to what you'd feel in hell.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna have to TP me to the land of milk and honey again.
The land of milk and honey, it's a funny name. It's, yeah, it's what the promised land. Man, so I don't really understand. So does it just belong to Christians now, or? Because Jews technically aren't supposed to exist anymore. Like
Yeah.
religiously, they're not supposed to exist. They became Christians, so
Yeah,
the
thank you
Holy
for
Land is
defining
ours.
that to me. Yeah, religiously, guys, don't do that.
I thought Hitler killed all of them. What are they doing still around? Holocaust not real?
Whoa. Yeah, it's a good, like the global warming, but it's cold
But
outside.
like it's cold
Like,
outside right now. Except
yeah.
like that one's unironically
Dude,
true.
I thought Holocaust happened, but I just saw a Jew, so I guess it isn't true?
Yeah, that's how it.
Which is also probably true.
Yeah. I yeah,
Because
there's lots
if
of
there
weird
were
things.
Jews, they're not alive anymore. If there still were Jews in 1943, they're not alive anymore. I really have to. I wish there was like a button which I could press and I could learn how to speak like Charles.
Yeah, he is quite the
wordsmith.
Yeah, wordsmith is the way to put it. Alright, so, okay. Let's do this. But if no Jews exist, who owns the media? Satanists? Slash TP Joe Biden to my butt. Christina just asked if she could join the stream. Nah. Boys only. No girls allowed.
Okay, I'm not TPing to anywhere at the moment.
Yeah, I'm in a mine right now. I don't think you want to be here.
I be get the toilet paper.
How do I do this again? Beseech. TP. What's your name again? Jumbo Stickum?
Jumbo Stickum. Yeah, what does beseech mean? I haven't quite gotten it yet. Seen the word a lot. Don't know what it means exactly. Grant that we beseech thee by meditating on the mysteries.
Jumbo Stickum.
What is beseech?
Seek? I sort of like I ask you to, but I seek for you to do okay. This.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, that makes sense.
Like I beseech
sense.
God
sort of
to
I
give me something.
Intuited it was. Yeah.
Switch TP Jumbo Stickum, and then I do the coordinates.
Been reading Exodus in my Bible study and participating in Exodus 90. It's taught me quite a bit about Jesus's agape love and sacrificing for the Lord. Hope you guys are excited for Lent. I've never done Lent before in my life.
Me neither. I am excited. And Easter is gonna be awesome too.
I don't even know what I'm gonna do at Easter.
Yeah.
Chocolate egg ovens.
Yes. Yeah, I never, I think I've, like, done, you know, Easter egg hunts at people's houses and stuff, but I never did, like, the Lent, you know, give something up and then get it back at Easter.
Oh, like a fat bastard eating chocolate eggs.
Oh, man. Alright, I think, perhaps I should just... Oh, I'm not even showing my Minecraft. Well, I wasn't even playing
it.
You
are a genius.
I was TPing you in my
screen. Your IQ must be 160.
I'm at 27. I just kind of want to dig up. I got, like, lots of coal and stuff now. Coal and stuff?
Digging.
I've got lots of coal and stuff now.
All types of coal and stuff.
Oh, gold. Gold colon.
You can see it for yourself.
Boingo bingo.
Stuff and all sorts of things in my colon.
Man, this person has 88 in their username. I just want to die. There's lots of people on bidwave.tv that agree with your views. I'm not looking for people who agree with my views. Also, what are my views?
Agree with my views? Do you? No, actually, they don't.
They probably don't, if I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot of people who agree with my views.
The people who agree with my views are...
Your voice cut out, what'd you say?
The people who agree with my views are probably my friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, implore. That's a good... I'm not good at, like, finding...
Jump at your host's foot. B Bitwave TV. I saw something yesterday. I think it was like, it wasn't censored. It was like some sort of censor dot something, and it was like the most innovative and revolutionizing intellectuals here. Don't think so. I feel like that's not true.
What is revolutionary about being gay and retarded? Everybody and their mother is gay and retarded. Are they like Nazis? Are they, you know, conservatives?
No idea, but like probably Nicuentes? Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't... is Nick Fuentes a revolutionary? I don't really think so.
I don't know. I really wanted to see, like, a graph of how many people are Jordan Peterson fans that are also Nick Fuentes fans. Like a Venn diagram of that.
Yeah.
Because one makes me not like the other, pretty much. It's because Jordan Peterson's wife is Jewish. That's it. I've got it. So I'm pretty sure that's that. That's why Jordan Peterson is Jewish, too. His children Jewish.
Jewish. You're Jewish.
Oh, man. Oh, that's really funny to me.
I'm out in the wilderness. No, I gotta sleep.
Jordan Peterson won't say the real enemy is the Jews. Yeah, of course he's not gonna say that. Why do you expect him to do that?
I know the 200 Years Together clip.
Yeah.
He must have been feeling hot in the face.
No, of course he's not gonna talk about that, you doofus.
I'm getting Peterson, raped!
Jordan Peterson is a guy who spent his entire life among academics. He knows exactly what the Overton window is, and he will only use it as reference, and he remains inside it and uses outside things for references. He does not reside outside of it, because he's like a philosophical evangelist, pretty much. Which is great.
I gotta dig a hole in the ground.
Well, isn't that Minecraft?
Don't get in here with me. There we are. Safe. With no bed.
What's the good in that? Safe but no sleep? Oh, tiny zombie! Get out. Abortion.
That is what abortion is like.
Tiny zombie, get out.
Yeah, they say it's like a parasite. Exactly like that. Why do you think God hates man, Chris? You gotta stop smoking pot. I will take this time to burn Jewish
Is that your song of praise to the Jewish tradition?
Yes.
And yeah, some guy like with a picture of a really buff white dude as his profile picture made a video talking about how Jordan Peterson dodged that question about 200 Years Together, so that he didn't have to talk about how Jews own the media or something like that. That's, I don't know, just being concerned about that. You have too much time on your hands. Actually, you don't. You have really little time on your hands, and you're just wasting it.
You said he sends people to hell. How is that not a form of hatred? That's after people have betrayed him. What do you, you think you're gonna get what you haven't, you know, given?
A really good way to figure these Negroes out is, why? What makes you think you're not the one sending yourself to hell, considering there is a bit of God in you? It's not, you are stupid. That's all I'm gonna say now, because I'm not gonna continue arguing with you.
Why would God even give you the chance to redeem yourself if he hated you so much? And why would you only get sent to hell after refusing him repeatedly for an entire lifetime?
So, even if you die and you're still kind of retarded, you get purgatory. So what are you complaining about? Because the sacrifice Christ made. Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna go rape a bunch of little kids and I'll go to heaven either way. You're a retard. You are a retard. That is an absurd statement that you just made me make. I need food. I'm gonna steal Sophia's.
You're like the black person of the server.
For Afia for the moment. I went from Leonardo da Vinci to just a black welfare collector. I must now steal food. Food stamps.
You still stole as Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, that's true. I'll call it patronage.
Yeah.
Post facto patronage.
Yeah, okay.
There's no food in there's no free food in your house for
there
me.
Is.
You're such a tyrant.
There is.
You're like a Nazi.
I am, but there is food there.
Whoa. At Twitch right now. Guys, let's solve this Nazi problem Twitch has.
Oh man, it's so insufferable when I see people like complaining, on the left complaining about YouTube and how they're not doing enough. You guys got the public school. You have them in your pocket.
That's just one thing nobody ever answered.
Just straight up lying. Oh, YouTube doesn't like us, and they don't even ban Nazis. Just lying.
Just, I always like recall Jordan Peterson. So good. I was watching one of the biblical lectures, and he says, someone asked him about his suggestion to just cut the funding for colleges altogether, and watch him scramble to you know keep the courses that really matter." And then somebody, like, he got into the topic of government regulation so that ideological leanings would not get into college. And as soon as he did that, he went, yeah, but once you open the door to government intervention, you don't close it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even think that's a good idea.
On the same page entirely.
Yes! Yeah, they're... I can't believe a man so wise exists in this day and age. I thought he would have been stabbed in the eyes and burned alive.
Yeah. Ooh, usually they get demoralized entirely.
Man. Whoever whoever was the chief of that Canadian tribe that he's an honorary part of must be friends with Mr. God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got it good.
Uwau Iwaka.
Yeah.
Nauniwaka.
Kwakwakuwaka.
Kwakwakuwaka?
Kwakwakuwaka. No. Kwakwakuwaka. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Kwakwakuwaka. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mr. Waka Waka must be good friends with God. Mr. Waka.
His first Shakira name is Kwakwa. Kwakwa. Kwakwaku.
Kwakwaku. It's Kwakwaku.
Okay.
That's the name of it. Yeah, Mr. Kwakwaku Waku is probably good friends with Jesus.
Kwaka Waka.
Yeah, it's like it's why do they have such funny names? Like,
I don't know.
The king of Hawaii, his name is Kamehameha. Don't repeat syllables like that. That makes it sound funny.
It's either Quack Waka Waka or it's like a sentence or sort of like a descriptor, like three words joined with dashes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fishes really well. Something like that. Scratches
daily
his butt.
Daily crack smoker.
Yeah. Daily crack smoker.
Yeah, that's sort of useful. It sort of tells everybody who you are and your name.
Yeah, that's
so I guess
smart.
They were smarter than we are.
Yeah.
I guess they got the white man on that one. Okay, me and my friend started a send pictures of your bedroom in order chain. That's good.
That is good. Those are on 4chan occasionally. The second one is yours. Who's the first one?
Yeah, Lucas's.
Hmm.
His bedroom is cursed by his mother because she does not allow him to take the wardrobe out of there, and it's like gigantic and useless.
Yeah.
The third one is jeans.
Is that Pink Panther?
Yeah, it's Pink Panther committing suicide internally.
Awesome. Yeah, my room is kind of, I don't know what would be a good, probably on the bunk bed would be a good vantage point.
A vantage point to what? Hang yourself?
Hang myself. Yeah. To take a picture. But maybe to hang myself too.
Okay, this is wood. Oh man, I always find it funny when I check the wait, is it Moses or Abraham that is in Sodom? It's Abraham. It almost was like,
yeah,
Abraham
Moses comes
lived
way later.
Because there was like there's a lot more like degenerate, so to speak, stuff happening around Abraham, to the point where Moses feels like he happened before Abraham. So they're talking about like gay people trying to rape dudes, and okay, this feels like recent.
Yeah. Well,
it feels
that's
more
where
relatable.
All the sin of the like Canaanites come from.
Yeah. Butt sex, pretty much.
Yeah, lots of butt sex. Well, there was like people just like worshipped like, you know, the golden cow, and they murmured a lot against Moses, but they never had gay anal sex.
Yeah,
they just murmured and worshipped weirdly.
Yeah, Israel's issue was always just worshipping other gods when God told them a million times not to do them.
Yeah,
and that's sort of like nowadays worship is such an alien thing that, like, how difficult it worship to God is already difficult to come about. So a worship to, it's not like you accidentally worship something. That's not a. It takes effort and focus to worship something.
Still night, I guess. Still gay.
No. It's raining, so the monsters are alive.
Okay. Well. I gotta make a journey home.
I'm gonna organize my Minecraft bedroom.
Yeah, I gotta. My house is pretty barren right now.
Looks awry.
Yeah, I literally thought of barren womb immediately because I'm retarded.
Because barren is a word used for, it's either barren wasteland or barren woman.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to follow New Vegas and Sarai. SSRIs.
SSRI.
That's like a boat Sarai's.
Yeah.
She's
a Nazi or something.
Yeah, she's a Nazi with a with a common cold.
Ooh.
A Nazi with the common cold.
I think I'm going the right way. Aphex Twin is pretty darn smexy. I had a dream that I was in a plane, but it was like a house. It wasn't a plane at all. Turned into a plane after the fact, actually. But the but Joker was flying it, and I was like taking a dump and looking out the window, and I watched as the plane collided with a building.
Okay, that's pretty funny. And
I didn't even feel iconic. Anything. Like, there was no impact. The plane is basically indestructible GTA plane. Just, like, going through everything. And I'm like, this is okay. I didn't really care. I was having a bad dump, though. That was the only thing.
A bad dump.
Yeah.
9/11. That must be the worst. Imagine if you were in the toilet of the 9/11 planes. While it crashed. That probably would have been the worst place to be in the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be. Apparently it was like a minion plane. Because I got out of the plane. And they're like, the minion plane just crashed. I'm like,
the minion plane?
Yeah, like it had like
they said that.
A big illustration of like minions on it, I assume.
Okay, that's 100% just banana nuts.
Yeah, all of my dreams are like that too. Which is even worse.
Yeah, but your dreams are typically, like, crazy symbolic. This one seems like a 4chan Photoshop image.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, usually it's, like, just symbolism, not really so much cuckoo banana nut.
Banana nut material.
But, yeah, this was really banana nut. Also, I had a dream where I was talking to you on Discord, and you were talking to someone named Victor on Discord, because your name is not Victor. And you were talking about how, like, he was sort of, like, complaining, about, like, you not talking to him or something. I was like, but wait, if you're not Victor, who are you? And you just laughed.
I laughed?
Yeah.
Victor not talking to me. Well, there's two ways of interpreting that. Although one of them makes me feel creeped out. One of them is one in which me, the real me, is saying that, Wait, the voice was saying, was the voice sad about not talking to me? Or was the voice
I was on a Discord call with you, and you were showing me chats with Victor.
Oh.
On Discord. Okay. Being upset that you didn't talk to him anymore.
Okay, so Victor was upset.
And yeah, and I was confused because I was like, wait, then who are you? And you just laughed.
Okay, that's okay. So one of them, the creepy interpretation is, I don't think it's possible anymore. The interpretation I initially had is, I've lately been going to the gym every day and I learned from Wes Watson to have the self-talk to call yourself a bitch mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ignore when you complain about things mentally and just do what you gotta do. So yeah, Victor is upset I'm not talking to him anymore. Because Victor is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what he's got to say. And I really don't want to hear it.
Got a railway here. All right. I'll leave the gay stuff here, but I'll just take what I need.
Jordan Peterson is very careful about like not saying homosexuality is satanic. I've noticed. Because he's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and that, like, I think it's somewhat obvious. They're gonna, it's about, like, yeah, probably not good to F men in the butt. Considering, like, a few, you know, chapters. Not chapters, but a little while later. They say, like, yeah, this is this abomination desolates God, the laying with a man, as you would with a woman. It's like, yeah, the message about homosexuality is kind of driven home. Of course, raping a man is probably worse, but having sex with a man, nonetheless. How could it not be, Jordan? Seriously, think about it. Imagine yourself in that position, Jordan. Does it look right to you?
Truly horrible.
Jordan, come on, man. Imagine how bad it smells, man.
Oh, it smells so bad. I already know.
I love that Alex Jones song.
That ASMR?
That ASMR. I love that ASMR. It's the best ASMR of them all.
I need, your butt.
No!
I'll get a little bit of dirt.
You think you need my butt. You don't.
You can survive without my butt. You don't need it.
You can do... You'd be surprised with how long you can go without having my butt. I'm laying down right now.
Alright.
I'm told Iran Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
They do, though. They probably do. They probably do. That's what's terrifying.
Okay, so Barack Hussein Obama 2. There's Barack Hussein Obama 1?
Uh-oh. Test tube prototype.
There's two Obamas. Well, this is, like, powerfully below the iceberg of the conspiracy. There's two Obamas. That is a nightmare reality.
That's what they really don't want you to know.
There's two Obamas. Oh, just thinking of that gives me nightmares.
Yes.
While I'm awake.
As it should. It's really concerning.
Double Obama.
007. Double Obama.
I'm retarded.
You know it. All right.
00 Obama. Double Obama. It's a good thing to make now. Right next to Stunt Grandma. We gotta make Double Obama now.
Yeah. I don't know where to put the gay retard dates.
In hell, probably.
Oh yeah, that is a good place.
Good place as any for that.
For that. You want to put your gay retard AIDS in hell. That's a good place.
Heal.
Alright.
To heal.
I've got, like, lots of gay AIDS now. And stuff.
Well.
But I probably need more gay AIDS.
I believe that's an Obama quote.
Actually, alright, yeah. I was gonna make my house more smexy. And delicious. Smelling.
What's that?
Huh? Obama said. Yo, what did this man Obama say? Shiflin. Triflin.
Shiftless. Triflin, shiftless, good for nothing.
I don't know why I like that so much. Should I?
Should I? Looking at the wife.
I mean...
Eyebrow raised. Oh, why is that so funny in my head? Because I can see it in me, probably. I think that's the answer.
I think I'm gonna shoot these over. Actually, I'm retarded. I'm really stupid! Ah!
Wow, do you have to yell that loud?
I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid.
Dude, what are you talking about? You're super smart. Genius IQ.
I didn't know geniuses were this retarded.
If you don't know, now you know.
Well, you don't know enough of them, clearly. Geniuses are notoriously retarded.
That is a quote. We got a lot of quotes going on tonight.
This tonight is perhaps the smexiest tonight I've ever seen.
Perhaps. I have been informed that
I am gay.
Her and Obama stink.
Obunga. Oh shoot.
What are you talking about? Mobamba. Barack Mobamba.
We had enough Obama as it is. We don't need any more.
Mobamba? That's a parody that exists. It has to.
I got. What do I got?
Mobamba. It's like complaining about Trump and saying they want more Obama. Mobamba. It doesn't exist. We gotta make it.
Gotta make it? We do gotta make it. I think I had.
I look for Mobamba and I get a Cardi B video where she's like naked in the thumbnail. That's really cool.
I smell food.
In YouTube.
It fondles my nostrils.
Mobamba. Nobody has said anything. Well, we spent the first 30 minutes talking about. You know, theology and philosophy, and people were talking a lot. And Jordan says, people are talking in the audience probably because you're not saying what's important. As soon as we started talking about double Obama, people shut up.
Because like that's what's important.
Because they know what we're talking about is more important than their chattering, their murmurs against us.
They've been murmuring against us, and now they see the error of their ways.
Now you see that Obama is not one, but two in one. Two in unto one, which is himself.
In unto?
Obama goes in unto himself twice at the same time.
How many dongles does he have?
Well, I don't even know if he does it with his dongle.
His dongle?
Yeah.
Perhaps... It is I who is the
I don't know what he does it with. Perhaps it is I. The gay.
Perhaps it was I who was the retard all the time.
That is the human's pain. Human's
it's kind of
sorrow.
Like testicles. I don't know how to make
Perhaps
it that look
like. I've been the retard all the time.
All the time. I never stopped being a retard. Someone's got to
turns
give me a
out,
tool.
As it turns out, I've been the retard all along. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise. A surprise to some, but not all.
Surprise to some, but not all. I've been retarded all along. Is gunpowder a natural resource?
It is if you want it to be.
I am gay.
It is, because it comes from the retarded
people. Chinese? What are you talking about?
Comes from the creepers.
Yeah.
Then I gotta get the railway thing so I can go back and forth fast.
Bazinga.
Bazongas. Chimichangas.
Chimichangas.
I'm gay!
Sophia, this does not bode well for you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look cool like Natsosh anymore.
Vines gruts. Vines with. Wait, have people been talking in the chat? My Twitch just hasn't updated since?
I'm not seeing anybody in chat.
Yeah, Double Obama really, really just got him silent permanently. Alright, guys, let's just make sure everybody here dates girls who wear cat ears. Because that's really healthy and it's going to give you a really healthy relationship.
It's going to give you, yeah. Lots of health. Lots of wealth.
Big fan of dressing up like children too. That's the best. There's a girlfriend that dresses up like a child.
Yeah.
Me. That's so terrible. Oh, that is.
Your pain has been noted.
I'm going in onto myself right now.
Yeah. Can't even get to my own bed because I'm so fat and gay.
It's too many gay men in my bed, and I'm too fat to fit in the last spot.
Mm-hmm. There's like testicles in the way of my bed. Straight up. It's super gay.
Oh. Want a healthy relationship? You date a girl at least 6 years your junior.
And, hello, Mr. Stickum. Doing some remodeling.
Okay, don't do this. Because when you lay in your bed, you're not gonna be able to respawn here if you die because there's things next to it, so you cannot respawn anywhere.
Bruh, but else so, it looks gay.
Yeah, well, I guess you're doomed to look gay. Bye.
I am gay. I might just do it anyway. Cause I'm feeling extra jumbo retarded right now. Do lapis blocks look cool or gay?
They look kind of dirty. Look like somebody smeared their poo-poo on them. Sort of not good looking. Let's all lay in our bed, have a good nap.
Okay.
Wake up tomorrow. All that.
So who's the first Obama if there's two Obamas? Michelle?
It's Obama 1. It's Obama 1.
Oh, Obama 1.
It's Barack Hussein Obama 1. The original.
Original. The original Barack Hussein Obama. Why is his middle name Hussein? What is he, like, Middle Eastern?
Oh, well, he's Hawaiian, and I think his dad is African. Is mom Jewish?
So you're telling me African plus Hawaiian equals Middle Eastern? I kind of believe that.
Well, who's his dad? Apparently his dad is not actually his dad.
Yeah, isn't his dad like the Marxist guy or something?
Yeah, his real father. So Ann Dunham. Okay, so Obama's mom's name was Stanley. Okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever. Alright then.
Whatever.
Oh, I spawned into the floor. I don't know how I like this. I kind of like it. I kind of like waking up inside of the floor.
Are you serious? Bruh, Obama's dad was such an N-word. Obama Sr. had come to Hawaii to pursue his education, leaving behind a pregnant wife and infant son in his hometown of Nyangoma Kokelo in Kenya.
Wait, so if I have anything at all next to the... any blocks next to the bed, it's gonna not work.
You cannot have any blocks next to... Well, we have to have at least one free space.
One free space, like, on each... So I could have a thing on each side, but...
Yeah,
I have one free space. Okay, that looks alright.
Oh, okay, so Obama's dad came to Hawaii... And then he impregnated his mom after he already had a son with another woman, and then told Obama's mom that he was divorced. Lying. Dude. Come on. Obama Sr. married Ruth Bader, a Jewish American. Oh, okay,
He
whatever.
married
Bye.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg? That's crazy.
Obama's dad banged Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Banged! Ah! Horrible. Please stop using
Never. Ruth Bader
Bombshell!
Ginsburg.
Wow! Bombs!
Ruth
Raped!
Bader
No
Ginsburg.
way! Obama's dad raped Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a
Or the other way
bombshell.
around.
Something like that. Ruth Bader bombshell. Ruth Bader Ginsburg raped Obama's dad. Find
Cool.
out more here.
Barack Obama. Who's Mitt Romney? Is he gonna die of brain cancer
Mick
too?
Romney. Mitt Romney. I don't know.
I'm gonna kill Mitt Romney. That's such a classic. Barack Obama Sr., straight up, black retard. He's an ugly black son of a gun. Oh, you're kidding me. You are kidding me.
What?
His dad's name is Baraka.
No way. The
His
prophecy's
dad's name is
fulfilled?
Barack Obama.
No.
He's the true one, Baraka.
You're telling me that Chrome was not lying. Is what you're telling
He
me?
was not lying. What? Ruth Gator Binsberg.
Binsgurg. Ruth Gator Binsgurg.
I'm dying. Yeah, Ruth Gator Binsberg has officially raped Barack Obama. More Infowars.com.
InfoWars, the only people who gotta talk about this. It's too crazy for mainstream.
Yeah. Okay. So he had a son with this woman named Stanley, and had Barack 2. Barack 2 is the was the president.
Barack 2. They straight up just named him. Yeah, he's my name, but number two, you black retard.
The dumbest black son of a gun I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna name my daughter Sophia too.
Barack Obama too? I don't know.
Yeah, except
I'm going back to Africa.
except they switched the
That's pretty much
letters
what he
around.
did.
He's changing from Barack Obama to Barack Obama.
He already had a wife back in Africa. And then he went to America, and in a in like a, and then he had a son with with Stanley, and then, she divorced him, and he had to like he, she divorced him after Barack 2 was born, so when Barack 2 was born, he was like, oh no, Barack Obama 2? Oh, I don't know, I think I'm gonna
The
marry a
blackest
Jewish
man on
woman.
earth is Barack Obama's dad.
He is quite lugubriously. Pitch black.
I just, it made me think of Patience Jonathan, who is a wife of Good Luck Jonathan. Patience Jonathan makes me think of Ford Focus. It's retarded. For a second lady. There's a first lady and there's a second lady. I guess the second lady is Michelle Obama too.
Suppose Michelle Obama too. Barack Obama has a brother,
Yeah,
and his name
my
is
foot.
Mark.
His name is Mark.
Your foot's name is Mark? Okay.
Well, what is your foot's name?
It ain't got one. I didn't name it yet. don't feel confident about naming it anything.
You want to let it decide for itself?
Yeah, well, I'll wait until it grows up and decides to circumcise itself.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes are just making... George Obama slept for several years. Six corrugated foot. What?
Huh?
George Obama slept for several years until his aunt gave him a 6x8 corrugated foot made of metal.
Where are you reading that?
Listen.
And not on planet Earth, certainly.
I like just reading everything wrong and just saying it as if I actually read it.
What is next steps?
Check your Discord. You're gonna be reading the real George Obama gospel.
Barack Obama. Born Barack Obama. Retarded. Returning to Kenya, George Obama slept rough for several years until his aunt gave him a 6x8 foot corrugated metal shack. I understand.
At least one of my eyes must have belonged to a black person from Los Angeles. Because I
just
wrong.
Stripped my finger skin off.
Awesome. Love when that happens. Okay, so Obama 2's mom was 3 months pregnant. Who was like, oh no, going back to Africa.
Oh no, going back to Africa. No, get food stamp.
I'm gonna go get some food stamp and be right back.
I love being racist so much.
Oh, it's so good. Being racist is a gift that keeps on giving.
It never gets old. Oh, it's... Oh, man. Racism.
So good.
Okay. Railroad dime gonna rape. I'm not gonna do that.
It was at East West.
East West.
Center that Dunham. Okay, so Obama 2's mom met a dude named Lolo.
Lolo. Epic. How do you make, like, stone
it's
brick
a, it's
things?
A Javanese, so it's like a... Okay, so it's a Hawaiian dude, and she married him. She just marries every brown person she's in front of her who has a retarded name. Like, what's your name, Baraka? Cool. What's your name, Lolo? Awesome.
Oh, man. Every retarded black man that appears in front of her. Stanley's, like, awesome.
Well, the second one wasn't black. The second one was, like, a... Hawaiian native, so he's like an Indian. Half Indian, half East Asian, which is what Hawaiians are.
Yeah, they are literally called stone bricks. Didn't know that.
Yeah, and the other guy did the same thing. He just went back to Indonesia after having a son with her. Really just awful. The other guy was like, hoi, going back to Japan to go get my food stamp. Wait, do Japanese people get food stamps? Or are they racist against it?
Are they racist against food stamps? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Hoi, going to Indonesia, get rice. I'm gonna eat rice. Be right back. And then another son. What was this guy's name, son? Baraka 3? Mr. Japanese, man?
The Japanese version.
What's his name? Liu Kang?
Baraka 3, Japanese release.
Yeah, in parentheses? Yeah. Baraka 3. It's like Earthbound. Yeah. Has a different name. Is this funny to you people watching? I hope not.
I hope you're suffering really bad right now. I don't even hope that. How I make stone brick? Oh, I see. I'm making the floor out of that.
Okay, this one was the stupidest person of all time.
That's quite the statement. Is there a Guinness World Record of retard? Idiot?
Being straight up stupid? I don't know. Okay, well. I was about to say something very cruel. Something that sounded like, thank God she got uterine cancer so she stopped putting baracas on this earth. Thank God I didn't say it.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
That would be horrible.
Featured Young Obama. Young Obama. That's my rap. My name Young Obama. Going back to Africa. Please, UN, send us your food. UN,
please UN, send us the food planes. Stamps.
Send us food stamps for us to collect in America. I gesticulate every time I'm racist.
Gesticulate. Yeah, so, like, I'm retarded.
Wait, was a Sotoro Nig? Okay, whatever.
Sotoro Nig? Is that a person's name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. There are monsters nearby. I don't care.
Shut up. I wish I could kill Obama's mom.
Why?
She's really dumb.
She's that dumb you wanna kill her?
Yeah.
Why is she so dumb?
Her name's Stanley, I wanna kill her already.
You name her daughter Stanley.
Anybody that can say the sentence, I changed the Barack Obama's diapers and not be lying deserves to die. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
She both went in unto and changed the diapers of Barack Obama. If you think about it.
If you can say that, then you Baraka need to die. Barack Obama. Obama's one of those guys that's called black, but doesn't really. He's like black, but he looks sort of retarded.
Light skinned dude. Y'all like light skinned or what?
Y'all light skinned dude or what?
Go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Obamacare. What a stupid name. You should change your stupid name to something else, like Smith.
Just Smith. Black
idiot.
Smith.
Are you really racist? That's really racist. I don't agree with that.
I do not endorse what I just said.
I don't endorse what I just said and plan to continue saying for the rest of the night. This black idiot just named himself Obama. Why would you do that? Obama.
He named himself
Barack. Yeah.
That's awful.
What's your name? Barack Obama too?
Okay, dude.
Whatever.
Hey, whatever tickle your pickle. Black little kid.
Whatever tickle your pickle, Obama.
Tickle your pickle, Obama.
Man, I really want to speak to someone at some point in my lifetime. I want to say the words. Whatever tickles your pickle, Obama. That's a sentence you don't find yourself saying too
frequently.
Whatever
tickles your pickle, Mr. Obama.
Whatever you say, Obama. Just calling someone an Obama.
You know, you're acting like a real Obama right now.
Obama Americans.
I don't call them African Americans. I call them Obama Americans. Oh.
I'm just learning about Obama right now.
Yeah, I think, like, retarded.
Barry. Obambo.
I think the Crab Shack is looking better.
Oh, you're kidding me. Obama was part of the Choom gang?
Choom?
Choom. What does that mean? The opportunity that Hawaii offered to experience a variety of cultures and find a mutual respect became an integral part of my worldview and a basis for the values that I hold most dear. Obama has also written and talked about using alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine during his teenage years to push questions of what was out of my mind. Obama was also a member of the Choom Gang, a self-named group of friends who spend time together and occasionally smoke marijuana. Chooming. I'm chooming right now. Sorry.
Dude, can you, like, stop chooming?
Michelle Obama is Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama. She has the most white person's haircut I've ever seen in my life, too. Michelle, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a white lady? Like you ain't black. You got a weave on your head. You black.
You black.
Lying.
Yeah, she needs to get dreadlocks. That's super awesome.
Where them cornrows, girl? Where them food stamps at?
Woo! Michelle, don't pretend. Don't be acting like you don't get food stamps, girl.
Acting like a white lady, like you something, like you God's gift to Earth. You black. You black like itch. Your lips like a croissant.
Croissant? The frick is that?
What's a croissant?
What's... Yo, what's a croissant? Croissant. Croissant. What's a croissant, boy?
What's
don't be acting
croissant?
Like. Yeah.
I don't even know what a croissant is. I just said it. It's your lips.
Your lips. Oh. Obama. Miss Obama. What's wrong with your lips?
What's wrong with your lips? You're talking about all them fat kids because they're obese. What's your problem? You black. We don't care about no fat people.
We all got heart disease. We about eating croissants all day.
Croissant? I got a food stamp for some croissants.
I'm so surprised we have not got pinned yet.
That is quite a surprise.
Yeah.
This is the most racist, like a Wyatt Man level.
This is like modern day what's it called? Whatchamacallit?
Slavery?
Yeah. No, Jim Crow. Whatever. No, what was like the plays that they did in blackface? We're doing black voice right now.
What's the name of that? Sambo. Little Sambo, or whatever.
This looks kind of like a black person. Gotta change that.
Acting like a white lady, you finna talk to a manager or something? With your eyebrows, girl. You ain't got none there. Why your husband look like a thinned out egg, too? Yo, what? Your daughter dating a white boy. Acting like a white person. Not committing crimes, stealing stuff. Getting food stamps, welfare. You acting like you ain't black.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You don't even smoke crack. What's wrong with you, Michelle?
Yo, I haven't seen you smoke crack since 1989.
I ain't seen you smoke crack since the ninth grade. What's wrong with you? Where your Air Jordans at? Where your cornrows at? Where the watermelons at?
Where the watermelons at? Watermelons and Kool-Aid and some fried chicken.
I don't see no watermelon on the my food plate.
What a hood at, girl.
Oh.
Gotta eat some watermelons. Quit talking about all them fat kids. Tell them to eat some watermelons and fried chicken. Put them on food stamps.
You be swimming and stuff. Not even jumping high. What the heck is wrong with you?
You can't. Why not shooting hoops and rapping and doing some beatboxing or something?
At least that. Oh.
Like, do something, Black. You completely white. You like snow right now. Just, I love just acting like I'm Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Or Damon Wayans. Hey, Wayans, just like a really stupid black person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Talking about LGBT rights. You know, ain't no gay black people.
You know there ain't no such thing as that. You know we commit hate crimes all the time. What's wrong with you?
You be killing gay black people all the time. What you talking about?
I mean, check them FBI statistics. What you talking about, Michelle?
Being okay with gay black people? You crazy? You finna stone them. Bruh, Michelle Obama, what you on right now? How could you be okay with gay people? They pick it up the butt, bro.
That's gross. That you grody. Cool. You nasty.
That's gross. They don't do that.
That's like
we're gonna get banned out.
It's like a loof some out of the Windex.
Among her maternal ancestors were her, whatever, grandmother, Melvinia Shields, born into slavery. Melvinia's first son, Dolphus T. Shields. Dolphus?
Dolphin?
Was biracial and born. He had two different races at the same time? That's crazy. Michelle Obama, you crazy.
This is so good.
Melania Trump. What's with Melania Trump? She's 49 and she looks
33, 4. She a vampire?
Yes.
Alright, the crap shack doesn't look so crappy anymore. At least in terms of materials. I don't know if I can make it, like, spiff-tastic, though. Especially smexy. I need dirt.
Isn't Michelle Obama a transvestite?
Yeah, I heard something about that. I think I saw her penis.
I think I saw her penis. So I think that's pretty much some sort of evidence.
Some sort of evidence. I don't know for sure, but I definitely did see her penis.
Should parents pierce baby girls' ears? Is this something about circumcision? Sort of stinks like that. Dude, come on. It's okay.
What's wrong with circumcision? You just take a little bit of face. I mean, you take a little bit of foreskin and I put it on my face and it's all good.
Frank Marshall Davis. Is that Obama's real dad?
Yep.
He kind of looked like it. He looked more like him. Obama, you the ugliest son of a gun I ever seen in my life. If I took a skinny dog and beat him with a lead pipe until he dead, look like you. Obama looked like someone took a duty in your forehead. What's wrong?
It looked like someone took a duty in your forehead.
Oh, your hair all nappy too. It's like hard. You know, you weave. Javanese. Smoking.
Perpetually leaking. Obama, I'm so angry. Wait, yeah, I like you ain't black. Boy, you black. Wear your hair like a white person. What's your problem? Get some cornrows. Get some Air Jordans. What you doing in a suit? Get some Supreme. Get some I don't know. Get some. Get some Kentucky Fried Chicken in your mouth. Go do rap and stuff. And shoot people. Obama, just because you the president doesn't mean you don't get food stamps. I know you get food stamps.
Okay, so Obama's real dad was a guy, was a communist.
Yeah.
Who was a biracial communist who wrote about having sex with underage girls. Is that it?
Yeah. I think I heard about him.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that's awesome.
Sound about right.
Good one.
Obama.
Obambo.
Obama. Mobamba. What the frick, Mobamba doing?
You're having a tough time with your brain right now.
I am always. How do I make lapis blocks? Do I gotta fold the whole thing in the whole peepee?
Oh, yeah, you fold the whole thing in a whole peepee, and you're gonna get it.
It's good to know.
You are the brightest, smartest, most brilliant, beautiful person.
Especially beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I was kidding, go back to sleep? No, I'm never gonna do that again. Thank you. Too late, now you've got me going. You're coming, got me going.
I already took Adderall, there's no way I'm sleeping now.
No way I'm sleeping now, sorry. You're done for.
Just cause you the president, doesn't mean you ain't got food stamps and smoking crack every morning.
Just cause you the president, it don't... on food stamps like a black like the black person you are, cause you black,
you black. I know you get welfare, I know you get money from the government.
See it in your eyes. I can smell them food stamps on your skin. On the skin I can smell the food stamp in the skin.
I can see in your eyes,
no,
you've been buying.
Skincare is sufficient.
Buying food stamps.
Buying food stamps.
I purchased 15 million food stamps. Now I'm gonna eat some food.
Get some food for my food stamps.
You going to Cuckoo Banana Nuts to sleep? Alright. Look, Obama, I don't appreciate you thinking you don't get no food stamps no more just because you president.
Cause you're president, you gonna get no food stamps? How you gonna get food then?
How you gonna get food without food stamps? What the frick? What?
How did that even work?
You crazy?
Not getting welfare either. How you gonna get money without welfare? How you gonna buy them Air Jordans at the end of the month? Obama, you confusing.
Damn, new Air Jordans ain't gonna pay for himself. I don't know what you smoking,
Obama. You know
them
Air Jordans ain't gonna pay for themselves. You know that crack cocaine ain't gonna pay for itself. What you smoking, Obama? You gotta be smoking on something.
Some panties? panties. I don't need panties.
Panties?
Oh, I hate that.
It's always great to hear a man say panties in a quizzical form.
Panties?
Panties? Panties. Oh, that's a danger zone.
I don't make a painting. Painting, Minecraft.
You don't ever want to hear a male say the word panties in a quizzical tone.
It's a bunch of sticks with wood in the middle. How do I make a painting? That don't make no painting.
WJLB 1905. Tune in to catch the panties.
I don't want panties. Away from me.
Black panties?
Black panties? I especially don't want whatever you're selling. I'm not buying whatever you're selling.
Black panties.
Black panties. The black panty.
Panty? Mm-hmm. Where is your panty?
Yeah.
Have you forgotten your panty today? Your teacher asking you that? Are you wearing a panty?
You better be wearing your panties at all times, boy. Boy, you crazy. What?
Sophia, in the public school, your teacher asks you, hey, are you wearing your panty today? It is required of you for you to wear the panty.
I'm never going to wear panties. Get out of here.
No one said anything about panties. Oh, panty.
Panty. Oh, you Indian now?
Panty. I be wearing the panty as the male, where the panty breaks down the cultural norms of who is assuming each gender role. So I am wearing panties. I wear the panties in the relationship.
I wear the panties in this relationship.
blah, blah, blah. I'm going retarded.
Yeah. What should we do about this extra crevice right here?
Fill it in.
Okay, but the railroad just comes to an end.
Sort of a retarded black person. I don't know what. I don't know. It's your end of the bargain. You figured out.
Okay. Well, yeah. We should redirect the other rail to my house. Yeah, so, like, I'm a black person, and, you know, I like black people stuff. Yeah, okay.
Like, being good for nothing, trifling.
Yeah, not having a job, you know, failing everything.
Getting unemployment, disability, food stamps, welfare.
Getting disabilities. Getting disability, getting disabilities, getting retired.
Getting disability and disabilities. I get a disability check and I get disabilities. Mm-hmm. I get more retarded as time goes on.
Where should, like, the retarded rail come out of my butt for, like, special?
The retarded rail comes out of Sophia's butt.
Perhaps out on my porch the rail can come up.
Your pork.
Pork your monkey. Tools.
Pork monkey sounds awful. My pork monkey. That's how a fat woman feels
in
a vagina.
Oh, shoot. Child.
Ooh, I'm on fire, child. Child, get away from me. I'm on fire.
Child, what you doing bringing this fire in here? What's your problem?
Woo, child, I'm on fire. Get away from me.
Woo, child. I'm on fire, literally.
I'm literally on fire.
I'm literally on fire right now, child.
I'm literally on fire, child. You get away from me. I'm gonna light you on fire too.
Oh man, this is so horrible.
I know you don't wanna get on fire.
I don't know. I know you want.
That's like the soundtrack of getting hit in the head by a hammer.
I know you want. This is gonna be stream highlights for sure. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Ooh, child. My roids.
I'm on fire. Don't be touching me right now. Go. Get lit on fire too. You wait until I cook myself some casserole. I'm gonna kick you. You gonna eat up. I'm gonna get myself some food stamps. You buy some ingredients and make yourself a casserole. Some fried chicken and watermelon. You know, black people stuff.
Black people stuff. Make casserole. Make.
Watch out. You better not get near me when I'm.
Kool-Aid casserole.
You know your grandma get back cramps. I'm gonna take you to Bible study later.
Cramps.
But I get all kinds of back cramps. I can't walk properly. You know. Watch out. You don't want to get old. Your back gonna hurt like mine does.
This is astounding.
Stay away from me when I'm cranky.
What?
That's astounding that you can do the voice like that. That's retarded almost.
Yes. That's retarded almost. Yeah, I believe that is an Adolf Hitler quote from Mein Kampf.
Actually, you are retarded.
Yeah, I just drew a really good impression of a black woman, an elderly black woman.
Woo-cha.
Woo-cha.
Now my hemorrhoids, man. I
got you're really getting on my hemorrhoids tonight. Who is she talking to?
Someone's getting on her hemorrhoids. It ain't me, though. I'm staying away from those.
Yeah, chat has noticed we are talking about very important subject matter, so it's stayed quiet.
You know, they're not going to interrupt this. I mean, come on. like you're retarded and gay and stuff. Ooh, chow!
Sniffing. Truncated sniffing.
Yeah. Truncated.
Ooh, chow! You better not get near me when I get my back cranky. You know how your grandma get cranky. Now go on, put your church shoes on. We'll take it to Bible study. Better get that. Better give me my LP back.
My LP?
Where's my Barry White LP? Did you take
that?
Oh,
it's Barry White, okay. I was just about to ask. What you got playing on the LP?
It's another elderly black woman in the house. That's very nightmarish.
Yeah. Two elderly black women can never occupy the same house.
Yes, it's they will endlessly explosion. Fight for domination.
Ooh, child. What is it?
One of them had a stroke. The other one is retarded. Let's see what happens.
It's like a documentary or something. Reality TV show. Two black grandmas.
One of them had a stroke. The other one has always been retarded. Let's see what happens. The most inept human beings of all time. Black elderly, one had a stroke, the other is retarded.
Yeah. Ooh, I gotta get some Barry White on the LT. What you doing? What that you doing playing this?
Barry White. You playing some trap music? What the hell is that? I don't even know what a trap music is. But as far as I know, a trap is where you get a mouse in. What you talking about? Put some Barry White on.
Put some Barry White on. What's all this noise? It be a 808 and high ass. What you think? You smoke crack out here? What's your problem?
Wow. You can really portray having a stroke well. Like, you connect so many vowels together seamlessly. It's really surprising.
Ooh, child.
Oh god, I be connecting so many damn vowels together. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Just like start grunting like really manly, like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like,
ooh, child.
Ooh, child.
5, 2, 3, and 4, 7.
Mama knows how you like your watermelon juice. Your watermelon Kool-Aid and your fried chicken. Mama knows, child. Mama knows. Mama knows exactly how you've been liking your watermelon slice.
Why you slicing your watermelon like that? That's a gay way to. I didn't know my son was homosexual.
That is so good. I didn't know my son was a homosexual. Because he had poorly sliced watermelon.
That's a really bad
you
way.
Slicing the watermelon like that. You don't know nothing about slicing watermelons. Give me that knife over here, ka-chow. I'm gonna teach you how to
ka-chow.
Slice some watermelons now. Ka-chow. What you doing in that Subaco over here?
Oh, good job.
Oh. Go be slicing watermelons like that. That looks terrible. Let your mama slice the watermelons for you. You know your mama knows how to slice that watermelon properly.
I slice that watermelon real good. Oh, my grunts.
Is that the Negro spiritual she sings while cutting watermelon? Oh, my grunts. They sang that as they loaded barrels.
Do black grandmas have, like, grunt problems?
Not probably. What don't they have problems with? They have problems with everything.
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh, child, you know my grunts start acting up when you give me that sort of look.
When you give me that look?
You know my grunts start acting up when you look at me like that, child.
Child, you got me acting strange with the way you look at me. My grunts.
That's awful.
That's pedophilic. Oh, pedophilic black grandma? Is that even a thing?
You got me acting strange. Grandma, what are you talking about?
Grandma, don't say stuff like that.
Grandma, no.
Ooh, child, Grandpa's you got me sweating the way you looking at me.
Oh, no. Oh, this is so good. Keep going with that. That's good.
Ooh, child, my grunts be throbbing when you look at me like that.
This is so satisfactory. Why?
Why?
You know, my grunts be throbbing when you look at me like that, child.
My grunts, they throb, man, when you look at me like that.
My grunts, they throb. They be throbbing.
Throbbing.
They be throbbing.
What? What kind of Negro inhabits these lands?
This kind of Negro.
You are making racist humor. Be gone, for I'm China.
For I am China, destroyer of worlds.
For I am China, destroyer of black grandmas. Farts.
Chortling. She chortled and farted.
Fartled, chortled.
Fartled.
I'm in mental stasis right now.
I am black grandma, destroyer of worlds.
I am black grandma, destroyer of watermelons.
You got me. Ooh,
child, you passed me that watermelon over there. I'm going to eat it all up and within under 12 seconds.
Ooh, child. The way you look at me made me pass.
My dangers off my mouth.
Made me pass gas.
You eat a watermelon under 12 seconds. I'll be passing gas like mad.
Ooh, child. The way you look at me, I'll be passing gas.
My black grandma is sort of like Jerry Seinfeld for some reason.
Oh, horrible.
A black grandma that looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
That looks like Jerry's. I don't think she can be black and, you know what?
Well, she looks like Jerry Seinfeld, but is black and old.
Black Jerry Seinfeld?
Black Jerry Seinfeld and is old.
Ooh, child. Ooh, child. I'll be passing gas.
I'll be passing gas. Where's you ever smell gas like mine? Waiting till you hear me passing gas. Sound like a car motor running on bad gasoline. Ooh, child. Smell like awful. Smell like dead possums. Smell like all kinds of dead animals.
That's terrifying. How is one fart managed to smell like dead animals?
Multiple. All kinds of dead animals.
All kinds of dead animals. I have lots of redstone swim. Just check inside my gruts. You'll find plenty.
I'm dying. Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. Oh, child. Why you poop?
Stroking out.
So Собака!
Wow, Собака!
Just speaking Russian.
Wow, that is really, that is the best TV show of all time. Three grandmas. Two of them black, one of them Russian.
Yeah. That's terrifying. That's horrible. Just gets really serious all of a sudden.
That is really horrible. Don't talk about that.
This makes me really disturbed.
Don't make me think about that. That makes me afraid.
Makes me think of the old country. Don't like thinking about the old country.
Ye olden times.
Ye olden. Yeah.
Your IQ is rapidly decreasing. Beware.
Beware. Beware, I will throw farts at your children's faces.
Woo child. You look at me like that? No, grandma. Start thinking of...
Start thinking about what?
Woo child, look at me like that. I start remembering you kind of remind me. You kind of resemble your grandpa.
Child, you kind of look like your granddaddy. Like
I'm thinking of how your late grandpa used to get me all sorts of riled up.
Grandma, no.
Look like your grandpa.
Grandma, no.
Ooh, child, look like something like that. You make me miss your grandpa.
No, grandma.
No, grandma, please. Stop.
Ooh, child, ain't no escaping from grandma.
Grandma,
what you gonna do?
Hey, no escaping from grandma.
You know,
sound like Miss Staples.
Escaping from grandmammy?
Yeah,
grandmammy.
Voice cracking.
No, grandma is going through puberty right now. She gets quite hormonal.
Grandma, I thought you were going for menopause.
What the hell? What's wrong with you, Grandma? Why are you going through puberty at 79?
Grandma, that's kind of hell? That's kind of concerning. Grandma, how did you? How exactly did you beget? Oh, you know, child. Grandmammy got her ways.
Well. Grandmammy got a ways. Me and your grandpa, we worked it out between us. You know, your grandpa can work miracles. You sort of look like your grandpa.
Well, a pedophilic black grandma is probably the worst nightmare I could have.
Yeah. Sounds like a real trip.
Yo, grandpa, he got a magic wand on him. Let me just say that.
Ah! No, grandma.
Grandma, no. Ugh. Man, I wish I had an American black friend. I have two Brazilian black friends, but the culture is not as iconic and hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Woo child, you got a face. You got a face just like your grandpa. You got your grandpa's face. I wonder if you got something else that belongs to him.
I wonder. There's no good way to put that.
Brain blue screens.
Yeah.
I am looking at the screen like Jordan Peterson right now.
For what? To be black and gay? How far does that get you? Huh? What's your problem?
He's running.
What's your problem, child?
Why are you so retarded?
You don't want to sex your grandma up.
What?
What's wrong with you?
No. You don't want to sex your grandma up? No. No, I don't. Quite frankly,
no,
grandma,
I do not
no.
Want to do that, no. Grandma. Thank you. Thank you for the offer.
No, thank you, Graham. Completely senile and pedophilic now. She just gets like
completely senile.
She just gets like Alzheimer's or something. And she just starts going crazy.
She thinks she's on her puberty.
Okay, Grandma.
Whatever, Grandma.
Yeah, whatever you say, Grandma. Yo, Grandma, you kind of retarded. Anyone ever tell you that?
Anybody ain't tell you that? Grandma, you kind of retarded.
What? Boy, you crazy.
Anybody ain't tell you that?
What, yo, bro?
Boy, you finna get your butt whooped. You keep talking to your grandma like that. Oh, Black Grandma.
Steve Carell and Black Grandma. Black Stunt Grandma.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Steve Carell's a stunt grandma, and there's no mention that he's doing blackface the whole movie.
Yeah. Not even on the poster. Just suddenly he's in blackface.
For the rest of the movie. Mama know, child. Mama know.
Mama know the ways to please a man, child.
Mama gonna teach you how to please a man. You come over here. When you have a girlfriend, tell her to do it like I do it. This is how your girlfriend should be doing it to you. Grandma, Grandma, you are a sick pervert.
calling your grandma up. Grandma, you are a sick pervert.
Not even in a black accent. The grandson is a white. It's a white grandson. Grandma, you sick pervert.
Get away from right now. Child, you don't know nothing about this. Yo, grandma, been around the block.
She gonna do it just like this did. Grandma, get your hands off of me.
You disgusting
old pervert. Can't believe you, Grandma. What are you doing to me?
Chortling, suckling, swallowing.
Grandma, stop chortling me.
Grandma will teach you how to suck and swallow. Oh, Grandma.
How do you think your little old grandma survived all these years of her throughout the whole entire life? She's been suckling and swallowing away through life all life long.
You see, Grandma, we gotta...
Your grandma been eating pudding pops. Grandma been eating pudding pops.
Pudding pops. Whole family secrets about this business.
Well, Grandma can turn anything into a pudding pop.
Pudding pop. Ooh, lives in a pineapple.
Turn anything into a pudding pop.
Pudding pop. Ooh. Ooh, child, your grandma turned anything.
Come over here. I'm gonna make pudding pop out of you. I'm gonna eat y'all up. Come over here, grandson.
The right road turned this thing into a pudding pop. Putting it into a stone. I'm gonna have to cover this up. People gonna take notice.
It's your girlfriend. You gotta tell her to do it like I do it to her. Treat your ding dong like a pudding pop.
What's up, chunky fishy girl? We're having a horrible discussion right now.
Wow, you really have to watch the archive of this stream because you will be terrified because you probably have a black grandma somewhere down the line. Well, you definitely have a black grandma, actually. Look at you.
What Yo, grandma, I gotta turn your pickle into a pudding pop. You won't see how? No, Grandma. You're a pervert.
Hey, grandson,
get away from me.
Yo, the way your grandpa used to tear me up, it's unbelievable. I'm still alive.
Tear me up? I hate that.
Your grandpa used to bust my cheeks every day.
Bust my cheeks? Your grandma always had a fascination with busting my cheeks every morning.
Your grandpa had this terrible habit of busting my cheeks every morning. That disgusting, sick, perverted bastard.
Just dissing your spouse. Call him a pervert.
Your dead spouse. Call him a sick, perverted freak.
Freak. Freak. You're a sick freak. Ah, yo, grandpa was retarded, quite frankly. Man didn't even know how to pull up his own pants.
Used to wake up every one day and call that stupid old man walking down the road with some fudge in his right hand and a rock in his left foot. All of a sudden, that stupid old fool bit into the rock. You believe that? That old man was foolish.
This grandma is your black grandma.
My black grandpa right now.
He bit into a rock? How you fit a rock in your whole head? What? Huh?
Nah. Let me tell you something. If a man mistake a rock for a little bit of fudge, that man is not the wisest child. Let me tell you that. Your grandpa used to perforate my pumpkin.
Perforate my pumpkin? Grandma, you're a sick pervert. Grandma,
you are sick and perverted. What's wrong with you, Grandma?
How many people's grandmas are perverted? I know, like, uncles and stuff. Why is it always
never
uncles?
Grandmas.
Never grandma. Grandma's never, like,
what if it was grandma?
And stuff.
That is the question.
Grandma never covets your cheeks.
What if it was grandma?
I don't know, maybe grandma does covet someone's cheeks.
Man, getting molested by grandma, that must be. Getting molested by a black grandma.
That's a whole nother ballpark.
It's a whole nother ball. You don't want to be playing with.
I'm a big stupid doo-doo head.
I'm a big stupid retarded black person. Ain't no one listen to me, cause I'm stupid.
That's in the Obama autobiography right there.
Yes. Obama, you're a retard. Can you stop being retarded? Sincerely, your mother, your grandmother, who loves you very much and will suckle and swallow.
Can you please be retarded? Sincerely, your mother.
Chow, you get my grunts and my boogies burning.
Jabba
chow. Oh, chow, you. Don't look at me like that. You gonna turn me into a sex fan registry list. What's your problem, chow?
Chow, you keep looking at me like that, I'm gonna end up in a sex offender registry. You want that to happen to grandma? Don't think so. Your little grandma can't withstand prison.
Yo, friend, you think your frail, frail little grandma can sustain?
Wow, you are going straight up retarded with that one.
Yo, think your frail little grandma can get prison rape? Your grandma can't stand that.
Your grandma don't get her cheeks busted.
Your grandma ain't got her cheeks busted in 40 years.
This is vile to listen to.
Yeah. Yo, grandma ain't got her cheeks busted in 40 years. I'm about to have a coronary if I get raped in prison. You think I can stand that? Boy, you
Unless
crazy.
Unless you bust my cheeks up right now. Grandchild.
Oh, being your black grandma attempting to seduce you. That is a nightmare right there.
It has to exist. Somewhere.
Must have happened to somebody. Someone must have a perverted libidinous black grandma. Must happen to somebody.
Child, you know I'm through menopause. You
don't. Child, you know your grandma going through menopause. You know what that means.
You know what that means.
You know
grandma, no.
Grandma, no.
Grandma, no.
You don't even gotta wear a condom. You gotta worry about it. Grandma, old. Grandma's married.
Grandma ain't gonna bear no fruit.
Wow, this is disgusting. It's the worst dream ever.
Oh, horrible. Imagine your own grandmother watching this. Imagine my grandmother.
I'd rather not do that.
Yeah.
I've learned to manually steer my brain, and I'm gonna do that, so I don't think about my grandmother right now.
I'm gonna take a shower after the stream is over.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably the smartest decision.
I do care a lot. It sucks. Big time gay.
Yeah, I get it. My girlfriend says she cannot explain my work to her parents, and you know what? I get it. Because this is my... I'm working right now. This is my 9 to 5.
Yeah, it is.
And it's envisioning a world in which your grandma is trying to molest you. Your black grandma, nonetheless.
Oh, John, can't you turn that BET off? You got a far more entertaining spectacle right before your eyes. You don't even know it.
That's disgusting, grandma. You better stop that before I deck you.
Before I deck you, hag. I'm gonna deck my own grandmother. Grandmother.
Oh, the Russian is coming out.
I'm gonna deck my own black babushka. Jordanly babushka.
Black babushka.
Yeah.
Grandma, you better stop saying all sorts of things. You're gonna end up cold on the floor. You stupid old sow.
Calling me grandma.
These are interactions anybody has ever... No one has had anything close like that.
Yeah.
With their grandma.
Stupid sow.
Stupid old sow. You better stop trying to molest me or I'll kill you.
Stupid old sow, you better stop trying to molest me before I kill you. She's like, ooh, child, you know I love you.
Ooh, child, you know I'm just playing with you. That's how grandma play. Unless.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Unless.
You know this is how grandma play with her grandson. Unless. Worst stream. I don't even gotta think about it.
It's going good.
Doing my job properly. I'm sure Gavin McInnes loves having us on his platform, writing for his
very
prestigious platform and making money for him. I think we're the best. I think if free speech was arguable in any way, this would be the first thing I'd forbid. You know what? I think we've just made a really good case for just censorship.
Yeah.
Because, if one thing needs to be censored, it's this right now. It needs to be eliminated from the earth.
Cannot think of anything more abominable than this right here.
It's the worst, most disgusting, abominable, desolating thing. But I bet this is... Wow, this is really awful. You can come up with really awful ideas. We're like the stupidest people ever.
Yeah.
What?
Where did this even begin? Are you building the underground tunnels that go to the White House? I've heard about that recently, like yesterday.
Yeah, like pyramids or something. This is our idea. Someone has a fat black old grandma who's trying to molest them comically. This is our brilliant idea. This is why we're comedians.
Yes, molestation, very comical.
Yes, black grandma molestation. Nothing like that.
Molestation.
Classic. Molestation.
Oh, child, the way you smack your lips like that really get me going. You better watch out before you make your grandma
fall in love. Get me going like a locomotive.
Locomotive?
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Look at you. Your old grandma gonna get some pudding pop. He's gonna be right back.
You do it too well. Far too well. It's disturbing.
What? That is not a grandma. That's Bill Cosby. Pudding pop.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Bill Cosby is your grandmother, POV.
Well, that is actually quite fitting. Yeah. When I think of it. Get out. Get out. Get out. Don't put an arrow in my butthole.
Child, I'll do whatever I want to do with your butthole. This butthole,
this butthole belongs to Cosby, the Cos.
Oh, Bill.
Better bring that butthole over here. I'm gonna slurp it like a pudding pop.
No, Grandma. Please, no.
You best bring that butthole over here. I'm gonna slurp it like a pudding pop. These children don't know about slurping buttholes like I did back in my time.
Well, this is horrid.
Oh, the worst. We are the worst.
I see. I'm retarded. I could have created steps down, but you know what? I'm so far into this that I can't undo it. So we're just gonna have to redo the paths. Because now they have stone in them. Yeah, we can just make the paths out of stone brick. It's better anyways, because when stuff blows up, you have to, like, wait for it to regrow.
Yeah.
20 minutes? Okay, that's about it.
I'm sleepy. I think I should go to sleep. It's 11.
I gotta eat, so...
You wanna close the Minecraft stream up right now?
Yeah,
this is
sure.
The worst stream ever.
That's why it gets the stream highlights. Hoy lights.
Yes. Hoy lights. Alright, have yourself a good night and Godspeed. See you later. See you in the next video.